Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrian Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Welcome. I'm Adrian Cobb, your host today on My Wild Magic with Adrian Cobb. We were on transformationtalkradio.com, and I appreciate everybody joining us. I love being on Transformation Talk Radio, actually, and you might want to check out some of the other shows that are out there, some of the other podcasts. Dr. Pat has a pretty entertaining one as well. So, and I will be on that one towards the end of this month. I think maybe the 29th, I think. So, all righty. So today you're on Indigo, the Indigo Soul Tribe. And that is a series that we're going to be doing over the course of this year. We're looking at indigos, and a lot of people may not even know if you're an indigo or not. So we'll just kind of start there. So with indigos, the indigo soul, you might have heard of them. There was Lee Carroll and a lady named Tapp. And what she did was she was an intuitive, and when she was doing readings with people, she started noticing that people started coming in with kids that were showing up with more soul, their auric field had more indigo in it, and it just became kind of phenomena, and there was more and more kids coming in with a higher sort of indigo energy in their soul frequency, their aura. And so all of our auras, we have in our auric field and our soul body different frequencies that might be stronger than some of the other colors. And so it will be kind of a more dominant color that describes maybe the chakra you're working from, or the auric color that you're mostly working from. And that indigo color is working a lot from the sixth chakra, and it works a lot with people who are coming in with high intuitive intelligence, maybe even emotional intelligence and divine connections. So when she noticed this and started connecting to other people around the world, other intuitives, other people who channel, and they began to realize that there was a new kind of soul group coming onto the family of Earth, the family of humanity. And that what we were doing is we were making a shift. And so if you look at the Mayan calendar and some of the other prophecies that are out there, that our world is in a very prophetic shift, moving from an old world, maybe a Piscean era, into more of an Aquarian age, and the earth is literally in its own shifting physically, but then people have to adjust because we live on the earth, so we have to kind of upgrade all the time as well. So the indigo souls have come in to help us to make that shift in our consciousness, more of a consciousness shift, and to be able to work with that on the planetary consciousness as well. So you got indigo souls that are working with the planetary consciousness as well as the human consciousness, and helping that whole thing kind of move forward. And they're using their higher attributes. And with that, you have people who are empathic, which a lot of indigos are definitely empathic, meaning that they can pick up on thoughts, emotions, feelings, overall well-being of another person or living being. It could be trees, plants, animals, whatever. And then it goes to with that energy, they could be a high empath. And that's somebody who's going to be probably more akin to just naturally feeling like maybe they want to be a healer in some way. They want to help people. They want to help the earth. So you got empaths, then you have high empaths. People are a little bit more in that era. But then at the same time, you have people even coming in with even greater qualities of special traits, you know, with more extraordinary energy of intuition, that more of their intuitional channels are opened up. in their energy field. And there's 10 different types of clairvoyances. A lot of times just people think of being empathic or picking up people's thoughts. There's about 10 different types of clairvoyance that have been identified. And we're going to get to that. It's going to be a really fun show. We're going to have Emily Matuio on coming up in October, I think. She's going to be our interview, and she's actually written quite a lot on that. So we'll get back to that subject a little bit later. But for this show, what we're looking at is if you're an indigo and what kind of qualities do you have? You know, one of the quickest ways you can identify an indigo is that I help people with is like, are you a black sheep of the family? You know, are you the odd one out in a group? Do you kind of maybe like being around people, but you just prefer your own company? So a lot of times with indigos, they're so empathic that they can feel the underlying issues of other people in their family unit. And that can really drive other people in the family a little bit crazy. They don't always like it. So most people have kind of a closed down sort of way of moving through the world. It's just a little bit more, maybe kind of one dimensional in a sense. We get up, we brush our teeth, we eat breakfast, we do this, we do that. We come home, we eat dinner, we watch TV, and then we go to bed. And it's not that that habit may be your habit, but throughout all those interactions of, I get up in the morning, but I had dreams and I'm really into my dreams and they really meant a lot and they're affecting me. And I get up and I'm with, you know, my family and whatever you're doing with your animals, your family, your home, but you really need that internal time. You need that time to just sort of be present with yourself and to not always be overwhelmed by people. Then you go to work, but you can feel the office dynamics, or you can feel what's going on in the environment and the culture around you. If there's dynamics of certain people feel a little off, or certain people are having arguments, and maybe you come home, but the news is really, really hard on you and you can't just sit there and watch it because it's just too painful. And you just have all this emotion. You just want to cry. So with the energy of the indigo, they just have a high level of emotional intelligence to the point that when they're around people at the grocery store or people in their circle, community work environments, et cetera, they're picking up on 10 times, maybe 100 times more than other people, and they can't help it. And so sometimes with indigos, they will usually kind of go in a couple different directions. One is they just want to shut down. Maybe they just wear sunglasses, they put on earbuds, they go out into their day, and it's a very anxiety producing experience for them, but they have to, so they do it, and they just try to shut it down as much as possible. And maybe they will get even a little bit OCD or a little bit obsessed on whatever commuter technology they're doing, or listening to music is a really big thing. Like the music helps to buffer on that level. And then other indigo souls, they might be very into working in the community. In other words, they go out and when they see somebody in pain, or they see an animal or a plant or a person that needs help, they just rush to it. They cannot stop themselves. They have zero boundaries when it comes to helping others because it's their nature. So I find with indigos, you really are kind of drawn in one of two different ways. One is just feeling overwhelmed by lights and sound and people and all the barrage of emotions and thought forms that are coming in. You don't really know what to do with it. But it doesn't mean you're not having all those emotions. It just means it might be a little bit confusing or overwhelming. Or those who take a lot of action, but again, they might be a little bit overwhelming to those around them because they have so much love that they want to give and they want to communicate and they want to talk. And oftentimes they will go into fields where they can be a healer. They can be an intuitive. They're in a position where they get to use this very high level of creativity that they have. So all indigos usually have a very high level of creativity, and the creativity is about helping to create a new world. So that's the other thing, is that indigos not only have this high level of empathy, like they just feel what other people feel and they can't stop it. They can pick up on the thoughts and the overall energy of somebody, right? But the other thing is they really want to make a difference in the world one way or the other. And this high level of creativity is they have a genius energy to them that is downloaded to them, just like straight from above in a sense, but this energy that's downloaded for them where they are here to, if you're looking at the energy of, let's say, city planning, they're going to do it in a futuristic way. If you're talking about medicine, they're going to upgrade it to be more of a vibrational medicine or an alternative type medicine or better equipment that can do fancier things and robotics and stuff. You know, if you're talking about food and gardening, they're going to want to elevate that. The energy with indigos are also overall usually very connected to the earth. They, you know, have that kind of energy as well. So with the indigos, and you might want to ask yourself this question is, like with the empathy, there is a sense of, are you emotional empath, that you're very highly picking up on the emotions of others? Are you a mental empath, picking up the thoughts? If people have judgments, if people have concerns, people have ideas, you can finish their sentences. It's more of a mental empath. There is the capacity for being an earth empath, people who feel the earth very deeply. There's the collective empath, the world empath, people who pick up on the collective, whether it's astrological or whether it is, like picking up on the movements of the collective. In other words, there could be something going on in another country, but if it's a big deal, this person might be dreaming about it. You know, so you have emotional empaths, mental empaths. You have nature empaths, the ones that are picking up on animals, plants, and nature. That's a little bit different than the earth empath. The earth empath is picking up on the earth as a whole, the big earth movements, earth shifts. They can feel if a storms are coming, they can feel if there's earthquakes going to come, but they know the earth. So the nature empaths are animals, plants, you know, those kind of, environmental things. So I just want you to tune in for a minute to your energy. We're going to take a quick break here and we'll be back in a minute with My Wild Magic with Adrienne. So we'll be back in a minute.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. I am Adrian Cobb, and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrian on TransformationTalkRadio.com. So what we are working with today on the Indigo Soul Tribe, which is the theme of this particular week's show, is we're just really helping you to identify maybe if you're an Indigo, or maybe you have children or people in your life that might be an Indigo, and they have a different communication system. You know, they don't communicate necessarily like other people. And just like when we have tribes of light, which are going to be that group of being that kind of backs you up, we have cosmic avatars, we have the galactic councils, the planetary light beings, star tribes, and the angels, ascended masters, and the nature kingdom, right? So you have these seven different kind of tribes of light. Well, indigos, when indigos come in, they are very bonded with their tribe of light. It's going to be very important for them to be connected to their tribe of light. And what we're looking at right now is what kind of intuition, you know, because the indigos, they function, when they walk through the world, even though they're a physical being, and we all have five, six basic senses to us, like the touch, taste, sound, hearing, sight. These are your five basic senses that we all move with. So most people, there's about 8 billion people on the planet, right? Most of humanity are really only using these five senses primarily. Now, they have intuition, but they really may not have them turned on. Well, indigo souls come into the world with those intuitions already turned on. Like, they don't have to learn it. It is just a turned on thing. So you can imagine if an indigo comes in and they are born into a family where everybody is kind of like in this mundane world of they're only occupied really kind of with the five senses. There's a lot that they're missing out on that the indigo souls see that they're experiencing. And if you've been around, you know, young people, any kind of young adult or young child, you'll see a difference that they're usually very alive, very tuned in to the emotions, the feelings of others. They might still have memories of their past lives. They may still be very much in contact with their tribes of light, the, you know, their guardians, these beings that they work with. They can communicate with plants and animals. They can pick up on people's thoughts and emotions. So the indigos have like a just all this more information coming in that's turned on in their nervous system and their intuitive faculties. And oftentimes because of that might feel like they don't really belong or they're really different, even though they're beautiful qualities that are very helpful and they're designed for this new earth energy that we're coming into. They are also, you know, kind of the odd one out. They'll be the odd one in their family, the odd one in their community, the odd one in the schoolroom. I think that nowadays there's probably more indigos, you know, coming in. So they're probably not feeling as odd. They're kind of coming in by the droves. The baby boomer generation came in with about 65 million people. And that was enough to make a fair amount of difference in the culture of the earth. The Gen X came in with really closer to maybe 35 million. So there really wasn't as many Gen Xers coming in that were making that big of a difference. And they're sort of the forefront of the indigos on that level. But then when the millennials come in, you're talking about 85 million. So it was a big jump even from the baby boomers. And that's enough to change the earth. That's enough to change the world and the way we think and our medicines and our technologies and our infrastructures. So they are beginning to outweigh the mundane world. It's very much like another great example would be like looking at the Harry Potter series, because with that, you have the majority of the world being the mundane, you know, the muggles in a sense, right? Where they're operating on these five senses and that's all they see, that's all they know. And then you've got, you know, like Harry Potter and Hermione, and you know, you got that whole group where they just have these extraordinary magical gifts. And that is true. The indigos, I think, you know, Harry Potter was such a big, world changing, you know, creative venture for everybody. It made such a big difference in our culture that people were drawn to, because there's so many more indigos that have been coming onto the planet that are relating to it, that says, yeah, that's me. That's how I feel. I do feel like a Harry Potter. I do feel like I'm way out of sync with everybody else, and that there's this, you know, thing, but yet I have all these magical gifts that nobody seems to understand unless you're also a indigo. So with that, you can kind of think of it like that. So again, we're going to swing back around to where we left off at the break around the basic types of empathy that you may have as an indigo person yourself, or somebody maybe you know. So again, it is being an emotional empath and just breathing in for a moment. And just noticing, do you have a tendency to really pick up on the emotions of others? Just breathe into that and notice how sensitive you are to the emotions of others. And even your own emotions and that kind of energy. And then notice if you are a mental empath, that you just are very sensitive to the judgments of other people, whether they're saying it out loud, maybe they're not even saying it out loud. You just pick it up and can kind of feel somebody's judging you, right? So just notice if you pick up on the thoughts, you can finish people's sentences. You're aware of what other people are thinking. Like in other words, if you have to go out to dinner, maybe they're not saying where they want to go, but you just know, and so you do it. Picking up on that mental body, sensitive to your dream time, being more visual. The mental empaths are also usually way more visual. They can sometimes see things that other people can't see. You know, and then there is the plant animal nature. You can tell when plants need to be watered, like let's say you're in a restaurant or a store, somebody's home, or your own plants. You can feel if an animal is not feeling well, or if they need to go outside, or if there's something that they want or they're trying to communicate. You have a natural ability to communicate. You can also pick up on just anything in nature, you know, any kind of plants, animals, and the energy of nature itself. That's a particular type of empath. And then noticing if you are a earth empath. If you pick up on the earth itself as a totality, not just plants and animals, but that you're so sensitive to the earth. You have so much love for the earth. You can feel it when there is fires going on. If there's through the rainforest, you can feel if there are waters being polluted, you can feel it. And you just have so much emotion about it, right? Greta Thunberg is a great example of that. She really picks up a lot on the earth energy. You know, and then the other one is a collective empath, you know, somebody who is picking up on the collective energy. Feeling into that and notice that maybe you maybe didn't know, have a word for it or think about it, but when there's a collective movement, like political strife is going on or changes that are happening, movements that are happening, that you are all over it, that you are very, very connected to what the collective is doing. And that's very helpful if you want to set trends. Sometimes it's very helpful if you invest in the stock market. That can be very helpful when you are trying to make decisions a little bit, you know, with what's going on and where the collective is kind of headed for, you know, trends, finances, technology, all kinds of things like that. You know, and then the other thing to think about with your intuition is not being afraid of it, really wanting to turn those intuitions on, really learning, not feeling like so much the odd one out, but really being able to use that intuition in a way that's going to be helpful for you and helpful for others. And there's a lot of self-care that goes on, I think, for indigos. It has a lot to do with the food you eat. Like, people who are indigos also oftentimes are very sensitive to if there's MSG in food, food coloring, sugars, alcohols, medications, drugs, all kinds of stuff. And that's partly because they have so much more light in their body. And whenever somebody comes in with a lot of light, a lot of consciousness in their body, their sensitivity, their nervous system, their consciousness, because we're light before we are physical matter. So with indigos, they have so much more light and vibrancy in their body that everything is louder to them. Everything is more, it affects them at a deeper level. And so I would really watch that. If you do have children or yourself with any kind of medications and foods, that you'll just be, you know, 1,000 times more sensitive to it. And when you clean up your diet, you'll find that you just feel so much better. And that also environmental cleaners, like you can't be around a lot of pesticides, herbicides, metal fillings in your mouth, because your body's so electrical based that those metal fillings, if you have any of those, they've kind of switched that over, you know, more to some other stuff, but it affects us greatly. So, you know, I'd switch over to natural cleaners, natural foods, making sure that you get enough sleep. Also, indigos do really well in nature. If you're outside, that you can get fresh air, you can touch the earth. These are some of the really important things to keep in mind. As an indigo, not only do they have a high level of sensitivity that makes them a little different, but with that sensitivity comes a certain responsibility and a certain need for being able to live their life with a little bit more of pure, more natural substances as well. So we are going to take a break. I'm Adrienne, and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on talkradio.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you wish you could wake up feeling motivated, inspired, and fully connected to your higher self so that you make better, more intentional decisions throughout the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I am Adrienne Cobb. You're with My Wild Magic with Adrienne on talkradio.com. And we are working with the Indigo Soul Tribe as our monthly show. We'll be doing this show every month. Actually, on My Wild Magic with Adrienne, I have divided up into four different segments. One is an interview where we're really interviewing people who are following their soul blueprint and their life path and purpose, and really where they're just fired up and living their life. The next one is Spirit Hacks, which is all about helping people to have spiritual hacks I've kind of learned along the way that help people to make life a little easier. All of these things are going to be great for indigos, by the way. And the next show that I have is Angelic Magic, working with angels and really merging with your tribe of light in the angelic realm, because they're super helpful to us. You just can't get enough angels in your life. And Indigo Soul Tribe. So that's the one that we are working on today and talking about. So, you know, again, with the indigos, we just have enormous amounts of intuition to us. I personally am an indigo, and I do intuitive readings. I've been doing that since really right around 20, 21 years old. I had a near-death experience that kind of helped an awakening, but indigos are usually born into this world with all of those traits, all those special traits already kind of downloaded in their DNA. And then they may have, sometimes there's a trauma that happens or an accident, or doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes it can be very pleasant too, but oftentimes there'll be something that kind of triggers some of these things to kind of come on. Likewise, as well, some things that can happen for indigos is that they can have different levels of abuse or fear or things that go on in their life that can kind of shut down some of those special traits for a period of time when they're really young, or it doesn't awaken until maybe their teenage years, because life can be so overwhelming. It's enough. Some young souls, when they come on, don't have a lot of physical environment, you know, a lot of physical lifetimes. They don't have a whole lot of past lives to pull upon. And when that happens, the indigos sometimes need that adjustment period to learn how to be in their body. And so when they're very young, those indigo traits are very high, and you can see it in kids. Again, they can remember past lives. They can see ghosts. Then sometimes that'll shut down for a period of time through their adolescence. And then it will wake up again. A lot of times when those hormones kick in their teens, sometimes their early 20s, it'll kick right back up again. But now they're psychologically and emotionally more prepared and ready for that, to take all that information in and know what to do with it. And sometimes that will also come around in the Saturn return again, because that's another big time period in our life when that Saturn planet that comes around about every 28 to 29 years will work with us as well. So we are moving right along then. Now we want to start dividing the subgroups. So you have the indigo souls, you know a little bit about them. You're probably getting a little bit more of an instinct whether you're an indigo soul or not. And definitely, you know, you want to email me or anything like that, please do send in a message. I'd love to hear about your experience. And with the types of intuition, we're looking at kind of the years now of the indigos. So some people really don't say indigos come in until the 80s. And I don't really agree with that at all. For one, I was born in 68 and I'm an indigo. There's just different groups that came in and laid the groundwork, you know, and they come in different waves. And Dolores Cannon actually writes about this in some of her work. But the baby boomers really, in a way, some of them, so that's coming in from the years of, let's say, 1944 to 64, you could have some of those baby boomers coming in that are laying down the groundwork for indigos that are going to come in with some of those special traits coming in. And how you know somebody was not just completely mundane, but they did have the indigo, the very first indigo traits, is they were searching for higher meaning. And when you got into the 60s, that was where there was this huge, big, you know, bust of energy searching for higher meaning. You had Alan Watts, you had all these different people that were, you know, coming in and bringing in higher consciousness work. These were all baby boomers, and they were, you know, really trying to grasp for one's own transcendence. And so meditation became big. The gurus became really big at that time. With the Vietnam War, it sort of stirred up a lot of civil rights action, fighting against the Vietnam War, fighting for civil rights, fighting for women's rights. So these were your very first indigos coming into the planet, making a difference. And, and just really sending gratitude to them, because they were sort of breaking the ice on a very old 2,000-year-old Piscean era, where a lot of the old world energy, the patriarchal energy, was this is the way we do it. And these baby boomers that really had a huge heart to them and were, you know, again, kind of grasping for one's own transcendence and to rise up out of that, they were like, you know, hell no, we won't go kind of thing. So they were just all about it and making it right, really starting to turn the tides around here. So the hippies of the 60s grew into really the early light workers, the alternative consciousness movement, alternative medicine. They were starting to really gain greater sensitivity and psychic abilities. I'd say that probably both of my parents were in that terrain of energy, where it really probably wasn't very easy for them, but they were definitely in that wave of energy. And they were also, that whole wave of energy also was doing, a lot more drugs, mushrooms, marijuana, psychedelics, and that had an effect of really opening up some of the higher attributes of the mind as well. They were willing to jump in and just shatter the crystalline structure of the mind that was holding everyone back in a way of these thinking patterns, and willing to try new things with, like I said, alternative movements, medicines, alternative recreational drugs, you know, protests, really cool stuff. All right. So then we get into the Gen X, and this is really where you start getting the title Indigo Children coming in, because they had that indigo aura. Is from 1965 up to about 79. You had the Gen X generation. And they were really the forerunners of the new earth. And so we are the ones bringing in that new earth energy and being trailblazers, really, you know, having to rely on our intuition that nothing is as it seems. So for indigo children that are the Gen X's, that they know that whatever's going on here is really kind of an illusion on some level, and that this is not the reality they want to be living in. So they're sensitive to energy. They trust in positive life-affirming energy. They're heralding this new era of integrity on the planet. Therefore, they're busting the systems of injustice. They refute authority simply for authority's sake. In other words, I'm your boss, so do it just because I'm your boss. That doesn't fly with an indigo. As a matter of fact, I can't keep a job. I mean, it's a good thing that I am an entrepreneur, which a lot of Gen X's are great entrepreneurs, because they're so independent. They're hyper independent. And it's like, do not tell me what to do, especially if it's coming out of your ego, or you're doing it from just because you feel like you have the authority to do it. If you can't back it up and prove it, talk to the hand. So that's your Gen Xer. And they definitely push against authority. And they're all about, again, being independent and shooting off on their own. You really can't tell them anything. They're going to have to figure it out on their own. If it doesn't work, so be it. They'll figure it out. But you can't really tell them that much. And, you know, looking at the Gen Xers, that's when we started bringing in Google. That's when we started bringing in, computers for the first time, and a lot of really cool things. things that we just take for granted now, they were busting the mold for all of that back then and starting these new technologies really began with a lot of the Gen Xers. They fine-tuned over the years, but they kind of started there with the Gen Xers. All right. Then from 1980 to the 90s, we get into the Gen Y. So Generation Y are the crystal children. So you got the indigo children, then the next wave of energy, because you see the indigos come in waves of energy. So these waves of these star beings, these angelic beings, these, children coming in, I'd say mostly from the star tribes and the angelic tribes, when they come in, they're bringing in all of these futuristic and highly developed qualities within them. So with the crystal children, one of their, like in a way, the indigos, the Gen Xers are all about stand up against authority. And let's start some new systems here. Well, the crystal children are coming in with, they're very artistic. So they kind of have a whole different flow to them. They're not necessarily into fighting, against people. Things are starting to be a little bit easier for them in the world. So they're coming in very artistic, highly clairvoyant. They're starting to add to the indigo traits now. They're adding telepathic abilities. They're able to really know their heart. They're listening to their heart's wisdom, and they know what's in other people's thoughts, what's in other people's hearts. They're ultra sensitive, and they use discernment. They have a kind of a built-in discernment to avoid anyone or anything that, doesn't serve them. So they actually have a little bit better boundaries in a way, discernment on that level. And they're here to kind of clean up the mess of the 20th century. They are wise old souls, very old souls that are, that approach life with a softer, gentler touch in a sense. And, have a lot of that sensory energy. So they have a very different approach. Now, with each level of indigos, whether it was the early baby boomers who have this going on, it is the Gen X, the indigos, it's the Gen Y, crystal children, and we're going to go through a few more here. But with them coming in, each of the fine-tunements and the special traits, the older generation upgrades. So in other words, the baby boomers will upgrade to whatever the traits were the indigos had. The indigos are going to not only have their gift and the foundation of their special traits, they're going to upgrade now to the crystal children and some of their gifts and what they have. So higher telepathic, higher clairvoyant, picking up from the mind, picking up through the third eye, able to almost like really hear through the heart. So each one of these generations upgrade themselves. All right. So I am Adrian Cobb. You're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrian. We're going to take a quick break. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. And we're going to cover some of these other, the 90s, the 2000s, really great years, up to 2015. We'll be back in a minute.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
What kind of excuse do you have in life? What's keeping you from chasing your dreams? Being legally blind has never stopped Emily Perry from pursuing her dream. As a professional speaker, trainer, and life strategy coach, Emily spends her career working to educate, support, and provide guidance. Tune in to the Human Is My Label podcast on TransformationTalkRadio.com and open your hearts to creating, supporting, prioritizing inclusivity, and encouraging the best of humanity and equity.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear, fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome. Thanks for hanging with me. I am Adrienne Cobb, and you're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We are working with the Indigo Soul Tribe today, and we will we'll continue this as a series once a month, where we're going to go deeper and deeper, working with the Indigos and really bringing about higher qualities, maybe even doing some interviews with some Indigos. Got some cool things lined up here as our year continues. All right. So we're talking about the baby boomers being the first generation really of those Indigos coming on. And throughout time, even in the Renaissance era, you know, you'll see like the energy of Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Mozart. These would all have been Indigos as well in their time frame, you know, Madame Blavatsky. So, you know, throughout time, you always have these souls that come in, Joan of Arc, that will come in and really take society to their next level, evolve society. And that's the whole purpose. If we boil down the meaning of an Indigo, is that an Indigo, no matter what time frame over the centuries they come in, they're here to help evolve the consciousness of the family of humanity and how we are on the earth and bring in new things. You know, I'm sure even in the caveman time, we're like, ah, we got fire. Ah, you know, we figured out how to do something. Yay. Those are probably Indigos way back in the caveman days. So right now we're talking about baby boomers. And how they had a search for higher meaning that drove them, and standing up for one's own, you know, transcendence and meditation and psychedelic drugs and civil rights and women's rights. Then we go into the Gen X, where we're working with the Indigos that just are so independent and want to start whole new ways of doing things and stand up against authority just for authority's sake of, you know, pushing people around and whatever. So they bust systems of injustice. We got the Gen Ys coming in from 1980 to 90. You know, Generation Y, the crystal children, right? Highly clairvoyant, heart-centered, but they are wise old souls. They approach life with a much softer, gentler kind of flow. And they're really here to clean up the mess of the 20th century. So a lot of your crystal children now are adults. And what they're interested in, a lot of them, is earth sciences. They're interested in cleaning up the mess that has been created by all the chemical companies, all of the, you know, oil companies and big business and the conglomerates. And there's just so much out there, whether it's in, you know, the legal field, the medical field, the financial field, that they're just like, clean it up. This is a mess and we cannot keep doing this. So they're working on it. And I'm just so grateful for them, because I love the earth and would like to see it continue right on without too much more hardship. All right. So then we go from the 80s and 90s crystal children into the 90s to the 2000s. So anybody who was born in 1990 up to about 2000, these are what's called the millennials, right? It's a big word in, you know, marketing these days. Sell to the millennials, and the millennials like, no, thank you. I don't want to buy the car. I don't want to buy the house. I don't care. All this is just too expensive for me. I'm just going to go live back in the baby boomer, house again. You know, they're going to move in with my grandparents or my parents again. So with the millennials, they're like, like, they are divided up into two subgroups. Okay. So we call them millennials, and I really don't think that they appreciate being marketed to, actually, because they're being exploited and nobody likes that. So the mundane people of the world that are not paying attention to these higher qualities aren't communicating with them on the level they're communicating at. They're just all about trying to, this is the next market to sell to. They like cell phones. Let's upgrade that. They like iPads. AirPods, whatever. But they really, I think, appreciate people being a bit more authentic with them and real. And if it's useful to them, they'll do it. If it's not, they won't. They don't like being kind of, you know, manipulated into things. So the subgroups of the millennials between the 80s to the 2000s, you might could say the early millennials, which, oh gosh, just a famous comedian. She is, Eliza. Oh, I can't remember her last name. She does this amazing thing. It's on Netflix. Look up Eliza, I-L-A-Y-Z-A, I think. And she calls herself, you know, the, she's one of the early millennials. She's like, I'm an aging out millennial. She does this amazing comedy show on the 90s version of millennials. And then they're called the Rainbow Children. And then when you get into the 2000s, those are called the Diamond Children. So millennials are divided into two groups: 90s Rainbow Children, 2000s Diamond Children. So they're coming in with some similar gifts, right? The Rainbow Children, they're here to help transcend fear. They are healing through truth. So your Rainbow Children, you cannot lie to them. They don't want to be lied to. So they are healing through truth, light, love, and radiance. And they bring in the ray of harmony. The ray of harmony actually is a rainbow ray of colors. And they start balancing things out through truth, love, light, radiance. They have a very developed emotional, spiritual sense to them, you know, on that level, and are bringing that in. And they respond instinctually to nature. They really love nature. And so if you take them out in nature, they immediately come into harmony with themselves, because nature is in harmony. Just to stand barefoot puts all of us in harmony, right? And they're working with modalities to help facilitate healing and better self-understanding. So they're going to be really good at teaching people, you know, and learning how to transcend fear. Now your Diamond Children, they are also helping to transcend through fear. They have telekinesis. So now we're graduating from being telepathic, communicating to the mind. Telekinesis is where you can actually move things with your energy. They can, it's amazing. There's a couple shows actually also on Netflix that work with, I think it's called Superhuman maybe, and it's on Netflix, and they are showing you these children who have come in who know how to move things with the mind and know how to do that. It is a real thing. And they are literally like tiny gurus. You just feel humbled in their presence, and they've come to help us understand our life lessons. And that's not always really a fun thing to look at, but until we do learn our life lessons, we can't really evolve as a soul. So the Diamond Children have a piercing mental body. They are highly intelligent. They are using that higher self energy to focus their mind, and telekinesis energies, tiny little gurus coming in, helping us to learn our life lessons. The Rainbow Children helping with healing through truth, light, love, radiance, and, you know, healing energy and self-understanding. So your final group here that we're coming up to really goes from like the 2000s up to about 2015-ish. So these are your really new souls coming in, and they're considered Generation Z, the Gen Zers. They are the golden children, right? Now you have to remember, if you're a baby boomer, an indigo, one of your first indigos, your crystal children, rainbow children, diamond children, they all have attributes that are building. But if you started early on, it's like you're stacking all these gifts, because as the world brings more light in, you're raising your vibrational intelligence as well, right? So the golden children, these are your literal new earth souls. They're not necessarily here to help upgrade the world. They're like, don't got time for that, right? These are like the newer souls, and they are bringing in pure ass golden light to the planet. I mean, can you imagine just being one of these souls? Like, I am just here to bring in golden light to the planet. I love that. I work with the Great Central Sun Angels, and they're all about that golden light. So that is transformative. It is jubilant and glorious. Joy is now really the way we're learning in the new earth. So in the old earth energy, that whole Piscean area, it's like an eye for an eye. And, you know, if you kill my brother, I'm going to kill your brother kind of thing, right? It's like action, reaction, and karma and pain and suffering. And it's this whole thing. And that's, it is a way to learn, right? But really in the new earth energy, we're here to learn more through joy, learning our life lessons through joy. And it's an entire different way of thinking about who we are as a human being and how we interact with each other and moving. It's kind of like the teachings of Thich Nhat Hanh. Well, we're just going to move right over here to learning about joy, kindness, loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So your Gen Zers are like little baby Thich Nhat Hanhs ready to kind of, you know, take over the world here. They are emanating from the heart, pure heart energy, meeting the divine and, you know, ascending through the love that they have for the planet and the collective. So they are really always just bringing love to the planet, and they are not interested. They don't want to fight. They don't want to take it on. They're not interested in the old world at all. They're only interested in this higher vibration. You cannot get them to go backwards. They don't even have a consciousness for it. So this is taking us through at least the beginning part of learning about your Indigo Soul Tribe. I hope you've enjoyed this call today, or this podcast. And I hope to see you next month as we delve a little deeper into the Indigo Soul Tribe and bring in more resources. Have a great, wonderful day. I am Adrienne Cobb on My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.